Proclamation number 6791 of 25th of March, 1957. The Father's encouragement and comfort. How often has my help been assured to you in every spiritual and earthly adversity? I don't want you to suffer, thus I will also take the suffering away from you if you come to me in faithful trust and appeal to me for it. But you must not express this request timidly, you must not doubt my love or my power. And every timid request is a doubt about it, and this also makes the fulfillment questionable, whereas strong and doubted faith achieves everything with me. A child which completely entrusts itself to its father will never experience his refusal because the father loves his child. However, my love for you exceeds an earthly father's love for his child a thousandfold, and this love grants you everything but can only do so if you believe, for every doubt restricts the effectiveness of my love, for doubts also prove the child's reduced love for the father. And hardship often comes upon you in order to free you from these doubts, when you know no earthly way out and yet know that there is one who can help you. Then you will also turn to him in that adversity and completely hand yourselves over to him. And then you will also lose all doubt, for great adversity can bring this about. Call upon me in adversity and I will hear you. Ask and it will be given to you. Come to me, you who are weary and burdened, and I will refresh you. Always remember my words which my love spoke to you, which I've always assured you of help and which you can believe because I myself have spoken them. Submit yourselves to my will and trust me, and I truly want to guide you through all suffering. I want to help you carry your burden which weighs you down. I want to release you from every adversity. But don't forget that you live in the last days, that everyone's path of life will come to an abrupt end and that you have voluntarily taken increased suffering upon yourselves in order to help your soul reach maturity in the short time left. Think more of your soul than of your body and patiently endure its pain for the sake of your soul. And come to me with complete trust, asking me for the strength to be able to endure everything, for a child which loves its father will also gladly take a burden upon itself if the father deems it beneficial for his child. Consider every adversity as a warning sign of the approaching end. Your life on earth as a human being was given to you for the maturing of your souls. It could certainly also be a peaceful one if love would unite all people. But where this is lacking, my adversary can particularly excel, and he will strike wounds everywhere in order to endanger your soul, and you should not let him have victory over you. The path to me is always open to you, and you should always take it and appeal to me for protection and help against him so that your souls will not suffer any harm. I am always ready to help, and it will be all the more obvious the stronger your faith is. My adversary, however, tries to shake the faith in you, therefore you first have to struggle for this strong faith, which love lets come alive. You yourselves must try to compensate with love for everything my adversary causes in his hatred. Then you will increase in strength of faith, then your prayer to me will become ever more heartfelt and trusting, and then my love will be able to make my children happy, and I will answer every prayer because I will not let faith be put to shame. Amen.